This weekend, demonstrators in Baltimore City joined thousands of people who took to the streets in cities large and small across the nation, protesting the killing of George Floyd, a black man who died after a white Minneapolis police officer kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Many in Baltimore are calling for justice for Floyd, as the city continues to deal with open wounds from the death of Freddie Gray, who suffered a fatal spinal injury in police custody 5 years ago. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
Floyd's death has resonated throughout Baltimore, a city that has been promising change to black victims of police abuse for decades. On Saturday afternoon, about 1,000 protesters, some on foot, some in cars, gathered in Old Goucher for a march to protest the killing of Floyd and police brutality across the country.
The object today is to show our support for each other and to denounce racist violence, whether it's at the hands of the police or white supremacist vigilantes.
Tawanda Jones was among the protesters marching to express their grief and outrage. Her brother, Tyrone West, was killed in Baltimore police custody on a hot day in July 2014.
And when I seen George Floyd get choked out, I saw my brother die again. I saw my brother's murder, literally.
Jones has protested Tyrone's death for years. Every Wednesday, she and anti-police brutality activists gather for West Wednesdays, where they demand justice for Tyrone. Last week was the 356th iteration of the protest.
I hope to see change, real change. Knocking the system down and building it back up, that's the only real change. Changing these laws that allows us to get murdered, lynched in broad daylight on Memorial Day.
From Old Goucher, the sea of protesters marched down North Avenue to Penn North, where Freddie Gray was picked up by the police before his death. Most of the young, racially diverse crowd wore face masks and carried signs, some with the names of black people who have died at the hands of police, others with demands to defund the police. All the while, BPD helicopters circled overhead. As the demonstrators approached Sandtown, the neighborhood Gray grew up in, his name rang through the streets. Residents waved from their windows. Some left their homes and joined in the march. Bus operators honked their horns in support. Dwayne Shorty Davis, a longtime activist, decried what he called a lack of action from Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby and prosecuting officers who commit police brutality. Mosby and her office pressed charges on the six officers who were involved in Gray's death. Three were acquitted, and charges on the other three were dropped.
All right. If we're going to do all this marching, we need to access the grand jury. We need to start taking these police to the grand jury and stop waiting for Mosby to do it. We need to exercise our constitutional rights.
The protesters headed from Sandtown to Upton to downtown Baltimore. One demonstrator, who wouldn't give his name, tagged the names of those killed in police custody on phone boxes and electric poles. Marchers crossed over the Jones Falls Expressway, continuing past the Latrobe Homes Public Housing Complex to the Baltimore City Detention Center, where they decried the disproportional ratio of black Baltimoreans held there. Caleb Brinsboon carried a sign that read, "Until this war is won, I will be your shield."
I think it's really important that white people show up and put their bodies on the line because it's obvious that police are not afraid to hurt black people. So I think it's important that white people step up and put themselves on the line. That's what we need to do now.
From the jail, demonstrators marched to City Hall, where many other protesters were already gathered. The crowd ended up in front of the Baltimore Police Headquarters, where they were met by a moderate police presence. As the demonstrators chanted, "Say their names," Police Lieutenant Peter Heron began to read the names of black men and women killed by police, written on a protester's cardboard sign.
Ahmaud Arbery.
Next name.
Trayvon Martin.
Next name.
Freddie Gray.
Next name.
Eric Garner.
Next name.
Kevin Hicks.
Next name.
As the sun began to set, some demonstrators went home, while others marched past outdoor diners in Fells Point or stayed put in front of City Hall. After hours of peaceful protesting, there were a few tense moments. Police donned in riot gear, held shields, and stood behind metal crowd control barricades at City Hall, drawing a line in the sand between them and the protesters. Some taunted the officers, while others explained their anger and grief over the treatment of black citizens in Baltimore and across the nation at the hands of police. Some in the crowd, who protesters labeled agitators, threw plastic water bottles at police vehicles. Police, in turn, responded with spray gas. By the night's end, the police department had made 14 arrests, and about a dozen storefronts were damaged. On Sunday, Mayor Young called the protest a national example of what it looks like to engage in passionate protesting without widespread breaking of the law. He said the city will not tolerate unlawful behavior. The grief and outrage over the death of George Floyd shows no signs of abating. More protests are scheduled in downtown this afternoon. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.